Unit 19. Winnie the Pooh. There is no doubt that Winnie the Pooh is one of the best-loved literary characters. But only a few people know how the character of Winnie the Pooh was created. The story goes back to the early 1900s. During World War I, troops from the Canadian city of Winnipeg were being transported to eastern Canada. They would soon be sailing to Europe to fight the Germans. The train trip from Winnipeg to Halifax was long and cold, and the soldiers were worried about what would happen to them in Europe. When the train stopped at White River, Ontario, Lieutenant Harry Colburn bought a small bear cub for $20. He wanted to cheer his soldiers up, and he thought the cub would help improve the soldiers' morale. The cub was a female black bear whose mother had been killed by a hunter. Colburn decided to name the cub Winnipeg after his hometown. Many of the soldiers began to call the bear cub Winnie, which was short for Winnipeg. Winnie was so popular among the soldiers that she traveled with them all the way to Europe. She became the mascot of the 2nd Canadian Infantry Brigade and was well known among the British and Canadian troops. She symbolized the Canadian soldiers' fighting spirit and great courage. In 1915, the 2nd Canadian Infantry Brigade was stationed at the battlefields of France. Unable to take Winnie along, Lieutenant Colburn donated her to the London Zoo. Winnie was growing too big to feed, and Lieutenant Colburn had no space to keep her. While Winnie lived at the London Zoo, she captivated the hearts of many children. She was often visited by a man, the author A.A. Milne, and his young son, Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin was so inspired by Winnie that he named his own teddy bear after her. Milne began to imagine Winnie as the main character for a series of stories for his son. The stories were about Winnie's adventures in a magical forest called the Hundred Acre Wood. Christopher Robin's other stuffed animals became Winnie's friends and neighbors. The Winnie the Pooh stories have become famous all over the world. Children of all ages love to listen to and read about Winnie's adventures in the Hundred Acre Wood. The stories are full of imaginative language and humorous situations. They are as enchanting to read now as they were when they were first published. It's hard to believe that a mascot to cheer soldiers could symbolize the innocent world of childhood with so much joy and imagination.